for a moment at the growing slice of gold that lit them from the right hand and seemed to make speech possible. The circle of boys before him bristled with hunting spears. He handed the conch to Eric, the nearest of the twins.
"We've seen the beast with our own eyes. No, we weren't asleep."
Sam took up the story. By custom now, one conch did for both twins, for their substantial unity was recognized.
"It was furry. There was something moving behind its head. Wings. The beast moved to... That was awful. It kind of sat up. The fire was bright. We just made it up. More sticks on. There were eyes. Teeth. Claws. We ran as fast as we could. Bashed into things. The beast followed us. I saw it slinking behind the trees. Nearly touched me."
Ralph pointed fearfully at Eric's face, which was striped with scars where the bushes had torn him.
"How did you do that?"
Eric felt his face.
"I'm all rough. Am I bleeding?"
The circle of boys shrank away in horror. Johnny, yawning still, burst into noisy tears and was slapped by Bill till he choked on them. The bright morning was full of threats, and the circle began to change. It faced out, rather than in, and the spears of sharpened wood were like a fence. Jack called them back to the center.
"This'll be a real hunt. Who'll come?"
Ralph moved impatiently. "These spears are made of wood. Don't be silly." Jack sneered at him.
"Frightened?"
"Course I'm frightened. Who wouldn't be?"